Mmm, the first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
At you live from two different spots. It is a World Series pregame. It is game four, and our backs are okay, I guess. How's your back doing over there, Brook Me Three, on Twitter and Instagram?
I also slept weird last night, so you know my back feels weird.
We're very proud of you, bud. My name is Clint. You can find me as Real FRG on Twitter and Instagram, where I deliver. I don't know what I deliver. Content, things. I talk. I tweet. Well, before we get into comments, before we get into all the big things, we got to talk about the news that just happened, just dropped minutes, seconds before we go live. Cody Bellinger, half scratched from the Dodgers lineup. He's moved from center field to DH, swapping positions with AJ Pollock. So you lose a lot of defense there in center field. Not that Pollock was terrible in center, but he is absolutely no Cody Bellinger. How do you think this affects Dodgers and Julio tonight?
I mean, there's no way to really get around it. It is a little bit of a ding in the on the defensive side of things, but you hope not too much of a ding.
Yeah, per Alana Rizzo through the Dodgers, his back is ouchy, but it's good enough to hit. He's good enough to swing, but not to play defense. So that's a little weird. I mean, I guess maybe he's been out there. He's been running a lot. He's running a lot on turf, robbing a lot of homers, jumping, getting high. So I could, well, Cody, he's always getting high, but different kind. I guess after being here for a couple of weeks, it's finally sort of caught up, it looks like. But Alondra brings up a good point here as we get into the comments. Why not Taylor in center field? I honestly would rather see CT3 in center field, but he still has that ankle he said he's never sprained an ankle in his life, so I don't think he realizes that all that pain is a bad thing.
Yeah, it's a first time for him. But also the fact that I think Pollock has center field experience versus CT not really having any center field experience probably plays into it a little bit.
Yeah, no, for sure. Well, I mean, CT, they both have center field. I mean, we had CT as the starting center fielder in most of the 2017 season, but I think it was more of a direct flop just to get that DH spot or make it easier for the lineup. They didn't have to erase too much to go that route, but let's see. Let's go ahead and dig into more of the comments here. Steve May says, chiropractor funds. Over on Facebook, we need to get a chiropractor into the bubble. What the hell? What are we paying you people for?
They're not paying them. I don't think they're paying them this year. That's how that works. They're in the bubble. No chiropractors.
Our buddy SD Dodger Tim Rogers in the stream saying only one more show after this. We hope. We really do hope. Because we're tired.
Oh, I hope that's it. I hope that's it.
Over on Periscope, Moose is in the stream saying, good to see you, boys. Good to see you, Moose. You have a nice hat. See the avatar is a Dodger hat on there.
Okay.
Dan says full team game tonight, time to put an exclamation mark on the season. I mean, we talked about it yesterday. Yesterday was a a statement game, and this is, I mean, every game in the postseason is a statement game, and all of a sudden you get Julio on the bump, getting his chance to really shine, getting the kid gloves off as we've talked about so much. So I do like the setup here. I do like a lot about this game. I do want to talk about last night a bit first, because that seems to be the narrative of what we do. We are simple boys, and we only know one way to do this. So let's do that. Bueller, man, is he good?
That was I mean, I said it yesterday. I was like, this dude has just become like the big game pitcher. And then, you know, the next day MLB posts the whole thing about World Series ERAs and stuff like that. Yeah. He just is not afraid of the moment. Like, I just don't think his heartbeat changes from a regular season start to a World Series.
No, he's ridiculous.
Everything he does right.
He is absolutely ridiculous, man. Like yeah, perfectly said. You know, the heartbeat doesn't change. He's in it every step of the way. Like, yeah. And he keeps getting more experience. So these games aren't going to mean anything to him in another couple of seasons. But cliche right. season again. We got to focus one game at a time, one moment at a time. We got Julio on the bump today, with unfortunately no Austin Barnes catching him. But Willie and Julio worked well throughout the season. So again, we'll get more into the lineups, more into everything as the show progresses. I think something a lot of Dodger fans loved. I know the Dodgers had to have loved it, even though they wouldn't ever admit to it. But Charlie Morton got. JT was able to get to him early, which was something I was hoping for when we talked about it in the pregame yesterday. And JT jumped all over him in that first inning with a convincing-looking dong.
Yeah, that was not something I didn't expect that. He looked comfortable in the count. He didn't really look like he was getting overwhelmed by Morton or anything. I think he threw him one of those breaking balls on the inside part of the plate that looked like it was going to hit him in the face and ended up a strike.
Yeah.
Despite that, sat on it, crushed it, got the Dodgers off to a good start. I think got Morton out of a groove that he was in for the past couple of games. And it just, the wheels came off for Morton after that. There was no holding on to hope. And like we said, super important to get to him early. During this three-game set, you talk about Friday, Saturday, Sunday. If you can get to the bullpen early on Friday, sets you up nicely for Saturday and Sunday. They did get to the bullpen early. Should set them up relatively nicely over the next couple of days.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And sticking with the Dodgers and you know, we're kind of saying they got or you know, finding the way to get, you know, get to Morton or whatever. Sorry, I got distracted by a really, really crappy comment. So blocked. It wasn't like just because it was Morton or just because of the moment. It's something that really the Dodgers have been doing all season or all postseason long. And that's been executing with two outs. They keep scoring runs. I think now it's 50 runs scored with two outs throughout this postseason, which is incredible when you think about past Dodgers postseason teams. And that's the big thing that got to Morton yesterday. You know, you had the pitch that clipped Seager in the foot, and you know, from there the floodgates just kind of opened with some really, really big time, some key at bats, and it was fun to watch, man. It was another one of those perfect games, baseball games for a Dodger fan. Same as game one, game three was right there on par, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many little things throughout the course of this game that you like to see that were encouraging, number one, as a Dodger fan for the whole series, but also just for the team in general. I mean, several of you guys in the chat called it yesterday. A bunch of people were like, Austin Barnes is going deep in this fun. Austin Barnes going, and I thought you were nuts, I thought you were weird. Still think you guys are weird, but we're still going to go with it. Austin Barnes goes deep, and holy crap, dude. He crushed that. You see the behind home plate view of that home run?
So good. That angle. So good. I honestly, I'm glad on that shot. Our buddy, senior producer, manager, man, whatever, Eric, wasn't behind that camera at the time, because just having it like on the fixed shot was really cool, in my opinion.
Right.
Just seeing it.
Just watching it take off.
And again, that was a two-strike hack right there, too. But you talk about storyline with Barnesy, man. That's a guy who didn't even make the postseason roster last year. He was sent down in August or whatever. There was grumblings about him being just bitter, angry in the clubhouse from less time and just not less playing time and not performing and all that. And we know how them boys from the Riverside, from the Riv, get a little angry. So I'm pretty sure there was a lot of holes in the wall. I don't know. That's messed up for me to say, but don't hang out in Riverside is the point. But to see that to now, again, like we talked about yesterday, we're at a point where it's like we're quasi disappointed to not see Austin Barnes in the lineup tonight.
It's a strange feeling. We talk about it time and time again. He's not in there for his offense. He's in there for how he handles the pitching staff and his pitch framing. But it's weird. It's weird to look at it and be like, oh, I wouldn't mind seeing Austin Barnes in there tonight, catching again.
We got some Barnes.
And have Wolf with DH again.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, well, it wouldn't work tonight if we want Cody in there. But, I mean, with the way Barnes is going, kind of a, might be, I don't know if it's a step up over Cody right now, but The chat is giving some Barnesy love right here. We got Ryan Moore saying Barnes went from an afterthought to a hero. A sale loner on YouTube saying there's so many people being mean to Barnes. I'm happy to see him do well. And it is great because, again, he's a kid who he's a Riverside kid, grew up rooting for the Dodgers and all that kind of stuff. You know, they had some a good interview, I think, with either Rosenthal or Morosi after the game last night. And it was really cool to see. So we got Trent saying, how about that Barnes homer yesterday? Big knock. I don't know. What did you like more, the homer or the good old-fashioned safety squeeze?
Yeah. I mean, talk about, you know, the whole storyline around him. You talk about the lack of offensive production, and that's kind of what comes with him when you're talking about him starting games over Will Smith or whatever. But the dude laid down a bunt when he had to, a perfect bunt. Don't think you could have placed it any better to push across that insurance run. Perfectly executed, and then comes up and hits a dong, and it's like, oh, that's perfect. Like, that's, you did everything that you were supposed to do and then did a little extra. Like, out of everything that we could have asked of you, you went above and beyond. I didn't expect anything like that. I didn't expect a big game like that offensively from him, but it really was a big game for him offensively.
Yeah, yeah. Again, it continues a big offensive postseason for him as well.
All right, guys, I got to stop right there and talk about my bookie. Between the NFL, college ball, MLB playoffs, a little of everything, there's no shortage of games to watch nowadays. And with thousands of lines available on all your favorite sports and events, you can turn your game day into payday, my favorite day of the week with my bookie. If you're the type of guy who likes to back the big favorites, considering putting a couple in a parlay for a much bigger payout. Not only do parlays make meaningless games exciting, but more importantly, they give you a chance to turn ordinary bets into a real moneymaker.
Hey, don't forget those underdogs too. They have a ton of value. And the thing about, you know, NFL is underdoggers, the underdogs are never really, you know, dogs on Sunday. Anything can happen. We just saw that happen this past weekend, but hey, you know, they lost me some money. But every team truly has a chance to win, and you do too. That's how you're supposed to do it. Game spreads, championship, futures, prop bets. There's so many options there. It's never too late to get in on the action and start turning your sports knowledge into actual cash in your wallet.
That's right. You can sign up at MyBookie, and when you do, use our promo code, will you? It's Overtime, OVERTIME, to claim a deposit, match dollar for dollar, all the way to $1,000. It's a bonus designed to give you a little help and a head start on your winning season. That's promo code Overtime, OVERTIME, for you to claim your bonus when you make the deposit.
Stacked UFC cards, presidential prop bets, all the major sports and more. Sign up today and begin your winning season exclusively at MyBookie. Get a few more from the comments here. I saw one that said, not going to lie, I loved the bunt. The bunt was fun. Moose is saying we have two of the best catchers in the league right now. Definitely left in the postseason, I would say. A few of the guys. Oh, Megan saying he's got more, even more BDE than Rios. I'm assuming we're talking about Bueller on that comment, but definitely for sure. Kim's checking in from Clovis, by the way. Jason is saying, you guys loving the small ball? It's a throwback. The series and watching the way the Dodgers are attacking, it really is a throwback to. And I'm not gonna be that, you know, John Smoltz get off my lawn guy here, but it is fun to see some good old fashioned small ball. Just find some grass, and you saw that with a big knockout of Max Muncy last night. That jam shot up the middle from Mookie. It was fun. It was fun display of hitting prowess from the Dodgers on Friday night.
Yeah, I think once you get over the home runs, and that's how they get their runs all season long and things like that, you realize that they are a very sound, fundamentally baseball team, and they can get things done when they need to get things done. They can push across runs when they need to push across runs, and that's ultimately what's going to win you championships. You know, home runs might get you to the World Series, but they're probably not going to win you the World Series.
Yeah, yeah. And we're two games away from getting to that, from Mookie taking us to the promised land, as Kike said. One more bit from last night. I wanted to get your thoughts on it because we haven't talked about it. We don't like to talk. But despite the home run to Azerbaijani or Azarena or whatever his name is, Arozarena, Kenley looked pretty damn good last night. And I personally am not even mad or are worried about that home run. What did you think about what you saw out of Kenley?
No, I obviously the home run leaves a kind of a bad taste in your mouth at the end of the night, but dude was cranking him, man, and he was hitting his spots. That's the biggest thing for me. You know, velocity is going to come or not come. Doesn't really matter. If you can get the ball to cut and you can hit your spots, that's huge. And he seemed to be doing both. And from an outside viewpoint, you know, just watching from TV, he looked confident in his pitches. He looked like he was challenging hitters. He looked like he was going right after people. He wasn't trying to work away from them or trying to stay away from bats or anything like that. And that's why he served up the home run to Rosarena. He tried to stay in his zone when he was down on the count. And, you know, I respect it. I respect him going after it, realizing that he had the lead that he had, not walking dudes with the lead because it's the last thing that you want to do, and just went after him. And I appreciate that about him. That's one of the best I've seen him in a long time. I don't know the last time I saw him look like that.
Long time. He was moving quick. He had the look on his face, the good look on his face, not the please just let this not get hit look. It was a very motivated Kenley Jansen. Doc Roberts was asked about him today, like, does this kind of put him back in the closer's role? And Dave is not committed to putting Kenley back in the closer's role. I don't think anybody's officially the closer. Right now it's about winning ball games. And if you look back to the last handful of World Series, there has been no traditional closer closing the door. I can't think of a single one. I mean, honestly, the last one I could think of is Keith Foulke closing out the 04 World Series for Boston. But we saw that so many times. Maybe that's why that stands out so much. Or probably Brian Wilson for the Giants or something like that. Quick comment, just because I saw it here and I liked it, and I'm going to say it out of context because I know when it was tweeted or when it was commented, but PuppyButt310 says, "Squeeze me, baby." That's it. That's the comment. No context. We know what we were talking about earlier. All right, get into tonight's game, or do you want to get into a few comments first?
Let's go to tonight's game. Let's jump ahead.
Jump ahead. Get into the comments. We got Julio Urias on the bump tonight, going up against some kid named Ryan Yarbrough. Yarbrough. What do you think about this Yarbrough, brah? Butchering names tonight for fun.
I feel like there's an increasing trend that hasn't really worked out that well for teams facing the Dodgers this year. They keep trying to throw those lefties at them, you know? Mm-hmm. Hasn't exactly worked out the way that they had hoped. I think pretty much every team has tried to mix in a lefty when they weren't really expecting to mix in a lefty during their series with the Dodgers. The Braves included. Hasn't worked out all that well. Yarbrough is going to – I mean, what is he going to throw at? He's going to throw a changeup at you, which is left-handed pitcher throwing a changeup. It doesn't hurt the lefties as much as it would a right-handed pitcher throwing a changeup. So hopefully Corey Seager doesn't die during that. He can be very effective against right-handed hitters, but he can be got. He can be got big time, and the numbers show it throughout the course of the year. He does not induce a lot of high, hard contact. So that's the name of the game for the Dodgers. So you got to wonder how that's going to work out with them. They usually tend to overcome that and still hit the ball hella hard. But more importantly, I am very much looking forward to Julio starting tonight.
Julio on the bump. I mean, he's been killing it all postseason long. You see the numbers on the screen. It's 4-0. Well, they're no, okay. Postseason. Yeah. 4-0, 0.56 ERA. 16 Ks, and he's done it with an erratic workload, not really understanding his role just because he doesn't have a role so much. But, you know, this is his first real, true, traditional start in quite some time. I think the last time he started – no, honestly, I think this is his first real start ever. Like where you are expected to go 5, 6, 7 innings, whatever you got in the tank, this is your last outing of the year. Let it eat. And with that, you know, we've heard so much about, you know, from the players over the last few days talking about Urias and you know, just kind of looking at this moment and what he means to the team. And this is kind of it's a lazy way of saying it, but you know, considering he just threw and shoved last night, this is sort of his Walker Buehler moment. This is his game 163 to show, like, all this time you've been dicking me around in throughout the pitching staff, where this is where I've belonged. You could have had a lot fewer headaches if you just threw me as your number three guy, and we could have been somewhere. So as I think it was Barnsey who said it yesterday, he's a guy that's made for this. And I just think he's gonna destroy it tonight. I'm very excited. Like you said, I'm very excited to see Julio on the bump for the Dodgers in the biggest role of his career, the biggest stage of his career.
Yeah, I think he in particular matches up well with Rays hitters. I like the, in terms of matchups, I like the lineup that the Rays throw up out against left-handed pitchers much more than I would want to face against their right-handed pitching lineup. I think that lineup is a lot more dangerous than the one they put out for left-handed pitchers. And Julio has just been, it's just been so weird. It's been so weird to see him evolve from what he was during this regular season. Because during the regular season, he really struggled to find himself. He was up and down. He still managed to put up good numbers, but he wasn't very consistent, despite having a consistent-ish role for the first time in his career. But, man, his strikeout rate has shot up during the postseason. He hasn't walked a bunch of dudes. He's not giving up the long ball. He's given up one earned run, I think, in like 15 innings of work during the entire postseason. He's been used mostly as a bulk man, but now he's getting his start. And I think he's going to eat up the Rays tonight.
Yeah, I would not be surprised. Well, how many innings you got him going? Because I'm saying seven. I think I got a solid seven out of Julio.
I got him going six just because he's working those high pitch counts all year long. So I got him going six tonight.
The big thing is just making sure that those early innings, those first inning struggles remain gone. They did work. Mark Pryor and the coaching staff did work with him at some point. In September, they kept him just stick to out of the stretch. They got rid of the windup, and since then he's kind of taken off, and we've seen a lot through his role in the postseason as well. A few of the comments here: LSD73 on Periscope says early runs give Urias a comfort zone. Alondra saying Julio's going to pitch a gem, six innings. Got another six innings on there. We got Dan Hood in the stream, Red Sox fan from Maine. Thanks for hanging out with us. And Dan hates the Red Sox. Or, sorry, Dodgers fan from Maine hates the Red Sox. I messed that one up, Dan. I apologize.
I was like, he's a Red Sox fan and he hates the Red Sox. Sounds like a Red Sox fan, honestly.
I can kind of see that. King Yellowman says Urias has his issues in the first inning. Surprised they didn't use him behind openers. I think that opener thing was kind of done after game two. Plus, who would you throw in that situation? Get maybe one inning out of Alex Wood or something like that? I'm happier with them going the more traditional route here.
I'm much happier about them going Julio to start this.
We got JH Extreme _ a lot of things on YouTube. Watching from Afghanistan. Thanks for hanging out with us. We appreciate you.
Nice.
Mr. Worldwide, continue their dominance of the internet. Are we dominating the internet? I don't think we are, but
sure. Whatever you want to call it.
Tina G Man says, keep believing, go Dodgers, perfect time. And despite some late changes, King Yellowman says, if I was a Red Sox fan, I'd hate the Red Sox too. So that's pretty great. All right, lineups, boom, let's go Dodgers. You guys know this lineup. The only change here that we didn't get a chance to fix before going live, Cody is the DH and Pollock is the center fielder, but lineup wise it's the exact same. Nothing surprising facing the left-handed pitchers or the left-handed starter, opener, whatever you want to call them. You feeling good about it? Feeling good about
looks
this?
Like a winning lineup to me. Feel good about it. I like a lot of these guys hitting the ball hard tonight.
Yeah, I wanted to call out because I think something of the narrative has been, Seager hasn't been as locked in the World Series, even though he's hitting .333. But I was shocked to see that he's getting on base at a .571 clip in this final series in the postseason. That is freaky. That is wild, man.
Well, I think people were kind of thrown off by that first game, because that first game he went 0-2, but he drew three walks in that game.
Yeah.
Like they would not pitch to him. That was the Rays game plan. They're like, let's just not pitch to him. And even in his 0-2, they weren't pitching to him, but he was kind of reaching outside of the zone on a few of them. So I mean, those are things like that are going to happen. He has four walks in the series in three games. It's kind of hard to not have that good of an on-base percentage that far in. But that is, that's next level. That's ridiculous. Yeah. Nobody gets on base on that clip during a World Series.
Yeah, that's pretty wild. So, guys, go ahead and call your shots. Let us know who you think is going to go deep tonight. Your click to pick or your pick to click. final scores, all that kind of stuff. Let's have some fun right here. I did see Nick Stocks, our guy Nick Stocks, has been around for a long, long time amongst all these streams, saying, Corey Seager, my boy. That's right. We got some Sieg love. Our girl Megan saying Dills is going to have a big night. Taking your catcher, Will Smith. Yeah, that's your brother, right?
Love my catchers. You know I love my catchers.
Let me get the lineup out of the way for that. Spencer Ward says, I'd love to see Pollock go deep tonight. It'd be nice. Dave talked about Poyo today and how he's this postseason, it seems like he's expanded the zone a little bit more than he was in the regular season. So hopefully he finds a way to lock in for this final, hopefully only two games here. That'd be nice to see. Our buddy, Mr. Moneybags, I'm going to call him here. What do they call it? Super Chat on YouTube? On YouTube, DJX Via. Throwing down some money. Thank you, our beer friend here. Says, boys up three today. Let's go. That's right. That's a huge shift right there. Going up 3-1, even though, you know, we were up 3-1. We were down 3-1. So don't rest on your laurels yet until the final out in game four and your fourth game is, like, got. I don't know how to say that better. I mean, I know I can say it better.
I understood it. Yeah, I was there.
Don't get ahead of yourself, which is a huge thing the Dodgers have been talking about, because a lot of the questions, a lot of the national media and whatnot have asked, you know, Kershaw, Dave, and these guys about, you know, are you struggling? Are you fighting yourself to not look too far ahead and, you know, finally get over the monkey off your back, but however you want to say it. So Kershaw admitted it today. You know, it is kind of hard to stay in the moment, stay in the game, but, you know, it's something we have to do. And that's the right attitude to have with us for sure. So DJXV, thank you again. And thanks for the positive vibes here to have the boys up three today. Michael is saying Bellinger's bat is alive again. Look for him to keep hitting. You think DH Belly can do some damage?
Yeah, you don't want to give that kid too much to think about. You know, you don't want to fill his head too much. He doesn't got a lot of room in there for thought processing and all that. So, give him one job to do. Let him do it very well. Let's see what he can do with just DHing today. I can't recall a time just seeing Belly DH during a playoff. I definitely can't remember a time he ever DH. I don't think he has, but I would have to think back pretty far to a time that he just DH for a day. My click to pick today. I have to go with my man, AJ Pollock, dude.
Ooh, got a boy.
It feels right. Feels good. Feels like he's due for something big. Not having a bad World Series, not having a bad postseason, but also not lighting up the numbers or anything like that by any means. I like this matchup. I like what he can do. I'm looking for a Poyo to lift off.
All right. That's a good one. You know what? Just because I'm feeling warm and fluffy. I'm always feeling fluffy, but feeling warm on the inside. I'm going Kike. I think Kike does his Kike thing, and we're gonna get stern faced Kike. We're gonna get determined Kike. With he's gonna do some magic. I don't know if he's gonna go yard, but I think he gets probably a key double, drives in a couple, but he's gonna make a difference in this ball game. In what could potentially be his final start in Dodger blue. You never know. Again, it's part of the getting ahead and all that, but I digress. A few more of the comments here. Melissa says Cody, Justin, and Smith all have big nights tonight. Well, that's just cheating. Wow. You can't call that's like a third of the lineup, but, you know, we'll allow
it. The lineup has a big night tonight.
The lineup. Orlando is wearing his white Urias jersey signed tonight, so that's got to be a good luck, good omen. As long as you wear it every other time he starts, because that's the big thing, you know, where everybody's got to stick with the program, whatever's been working for you and for the team throughout this postseason, superstitions and all that. Keep it going. We got two more dubs to get. Important.
Easy. Keep those rituals. Keep them up.
No Mo FOMO is going Seager. Judith says 6-4 Dodger. Kim says Muncy needs one. Alondra is saying 5-2. Jim is saying AJ is gonna put one out for Maddie. I like that. Maddie, by the way, Maddie's looking great. They've seen some Instagrams of the Pollock kid, the Pollock daughter, and she looks fantastic. So that's fantastic to see. Assailed Loner going out of the box. Rios off the bench with the big homer. Definitely could. Hey, if it's in my spot, if it's in my Kike spot, I'm counting it for me.
You're going to take it.
You guys can brook it here first.
I just meant that spot in the lineup, guys.
Bill Staff, 7-1 Dodgers, 6-2 Dodgers from Danny. Max, 2 home runs from LSD. I like it, man. We got a lot of positive vibes in here. So does that mean we should be sad real quick before we start getting to the point of getting out of here?
Sure. I can be sad. No problem.
How about the Rays lineup? I think is it the same though? A little bit of change. You got Kiermaier at the bottom. This is the lineup that they optimized it for Urias in their mind. A lot of righties in there. You only got 2 lefties in Lau and Kiermaier. Anything scary to you?
No, I mean, I think he's already shown that he can hit left-handed pitching, but Kiermaier to me is a guy that is just a he just seems like he could be a problem at any point in any given day. He hit the ball hard a couple times last night. Didn't really have much to show for it, but I like that they stacked a bunch of right-handed batters up against Julio. I think that's good for him. Not necessarily that it matches up well for him. I think it's just a good challenge for him. Obviously, righties have had a lot more success. Lefties have done almost nothing against him all year. But yeah, I like what they're doing. I like what Julio is going to do to them.
Yeah. Carve him up, Julio. Unless we're just blatantly wrong, which I really hope we're not.
That happens a lot.
I don't think Julio messes up this opportunity. A few more comments here. We got one, LSD again, LSD73, saying, been so calm this World Series. He's been so calm. How calm are you guys? Because it really does feel like our year. And you know, that's something we talked about on Monday on our off day kind of preview podcast. This one had a different feeling. This one has a different feeling. It's like the Braves were going to be the hardest test, but more so that the Dodgers were just going to be so locked in. And, you know, at some point, we got to get a win, just all of us personally. You know, we got it with the Lake Show, so let's bring it home for all of LA. That would be fantastic to have the City of Champions be here and the City of Angels. Angel Champions, but not the Angels because they're bad.
Ah, I follow. That's good.
Assailed Loner says, no sad podcasters. Be happy. Be proud. All right. We're happy again. DJ Xvile, again, back with the Super Chat. Thanks again. If the boys win tonight, Game 3, will we chug a beer tomorrow before the start of Game 4? How do you feel about that, Brook Me 3?
I'm down. What kind of beer? Just whatever I have, I guess. I have a PBR in the fridge.
Oof. Ouch. I'm sorry. Hey, if you want to pick up some Modelos, you're welcome to come by, pick them up, make you a burger.
Chug a glass Modelo.
Well, yeah, that's where you just like shatter it at the bottom and then...
Yeah.
It's fiber.
Shotgun it that way.
it's fiber. Puppy Butt 310 says, would love to you guys to do a live stream watching one of these games. Maybe we'll have fun in the off season. We're gonna need to fill some time. Maybe we'll do something a little bit different. Things will be changing. We're gonna have some different, not changing, things will be adding. We will have hopefully some new fun stuff for the off season. And hopefully it's a happy off season. And to hit the wrap it up button just about there, our buddy Doug McCain is in the stream. Perfect timing. D Max says Seager's going deep. 7-2 Dodgers. Let's go, fellas. And if they don't go, then you can go yell at D Max. Mr. Doug McCain is the host of our post game show, and he's going to be on right after the game. So wherever you're watching us, you could watch him too right after the game. Make sure you tube in, if you will. So yeah, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/DodgersNationTV. Hit that notification bell. All of the interviews and things that are going on around the World Series are going up on that channel every day. So there's a lot of goodies, a lot of stuff there. There's also a lot of goodies on our website. So find us at DodgersNation.com. It is a thing on the internet. We're also a podcast, Blue Heaven Podcast, iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Play, Stitcher Radio. Is Google Play even a thing still anymore? I don't know.
I think it is, yeah.
But, yeah, that's it. Take it away. Take it away.
You guys, I am at BrookMe3. This other guy is at RealFRG. We're on Twitter and Instagram. You can find us at Dodgers Nation on Twitter, at Official Dodgers Nation on Instagram. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. Thank you for your questions. Thank you for your comments. Thank you for your cash donations so we can buy some beer because we really need it because it's what game are we on? Game four
of
the World Series. We got to get it done, guys. Hang out with Doug after. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, bye.